This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got all sorts of explanations as to why there's a million potholes right at the lane change, like on the lanes of the highways.
Seems.
One guy says they lay the asphalt one lane at a time, and the seal cracks, and that's why they crack and open up there.
Huh? So at the seams.
At the seams, yeah.
Right.
The seams. Another guy says this guy is truth seeker, so maybe this guy you got to trust.
Truth seeker, okay.
He's seeking the truth. With all things, a chemical in the paint they use to paint the lines deteriorates the road, causes it to break away easier than the rest of the road. That's Truth Seeker. And then Paulie Pucks weighs in, and he says, there's always issues where the lanes change because that's the width of the roller they use to compress the asphalt, where they go from new to old, and it creates a seam, and it will pop at the seams in the future. So whatever it is, it's a bad system, and then you end up having these giant potholes and people are blowing out their tires, and you got to, you know, close down lanes to fill them and stuff. Got to get a better system.
Yeah, why don't they just make the roads like they do at the end of the LIE?
Exactly.
That road out there is beautiful.
It really is beautiful. I mean, it's basically like Darlington Racetrack. That's what it's like. It's like Talladega out there.
Right.
It's gorgeous. Really is gorgeous. You know, and you know, I don't know anything about building roads or anything like that. But, you know, if I were a politician out in Suffolk County and I ran and I got elected, the first thing I would do is handle this pothole problem.
No, the first thing you'd do is figure out how to get the vaccines out to the right people.
Well,
then the pothole problem.
Sure. You're right about that.
Okay.
I'm thinking post-COVID because I'm not going to be elected
COVID
world.
Right, yeah, right.
It would be years down the line,
okay.
You know?
I could see you being like a commissioner out there. Definitely.
Like a county commissioner?
Would you want to be like the county executive, that kind of thing, like, you know, Steve Ballone?
I don't know. I feel like that's a lot of responsibility to county executive.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not so sure. I don't know. Maybe
you
something.
You just want to be sanitation commissioner
Something like that. Yeah, something a little smaller.
But your buddies work at the dump.
They do. I got buddies all over the place.
See, that's the key. So you become the commissioner of the sanitation department, and you work with your buddies at the dump. But can you fire a guy at the dump?
He'd have to really screw up. You know, that's the thing. Yeah, you know what? I got too many people. I'm too connected already. I am. I'm too connected. I couldn't fire any of these guys.
Everybody connected in Long Island?
Sure. But like all my friends, teachers, the poop plant, the dump, cops.
Yeah.
All of them. So
county employees. This is why you should become county executive.
See, I don't.
Why not?
Because then I got to take care of all my guys, though,
yeah,
and it's like
they would all vote for you. They'd get their unions to vote for you.
Yeah, but that's not right.
You would be a shoo-in.
But that's not right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, it's not right.
Well, I mean, just because like I'm well liked by guys who have jobs there, like I get elected, I'm supposed to have like a platform.
That's how it works.
But that's not the way it's supposed to. I'm supposed
to
run on a platform.
I'm going to take care of the guys who have jobs here.
That's all I have to say.
And you'll get elected.
What if I say I'm going to fix the potholes?
Well, that's creating jobs, though.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right, maybe I'll think about it.
I mean, you can't go in with, like, a anti-corruption thing. you never know what may happen there.
Yeah, that is true.
You see what's happened in Artemi Panarin.
Yeah. Al, yes?
When Howard Stern ran for governor in the 90s, he ran on the just fixing potholes.
Oh, did he? I don't even remember that. I'm not stealing that bit. I'm not stealing it.
He was going to bring back the death penalty and then fill the potholes with the remains of the criminals who were put to death.
Okay.
That's actually, I kind of like that, when I think about it. Sounds like something you would do, Al.
Right. Well, that's what I grew up listening to.
Oh, that's great. You're more of the politician type, though, Boomer, I think.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, you're not. Let me rephrase that.
I'm not going to call somebody up and bully them on the phone because I'm an anti-bully guy.
No, of course that. What I'm saying is you're not your typical politician, but you're someone I could see becoming a politician more than a guy like me.
Well, that ain't happening. I can tell you that
Why
right
do you
now.
Say that? Why do you dismiss it so much? I mean, I think you could do a lot of good for the world.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
You could. You really could.
Great. Let me see if I can help Nick out. Nick in Pompton Plains. Nicky, what's happening?
Hello, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
Good.
Boom. What is going on with this Ranger team? Ever since March, it's just been the Buznevich, Shesterkin car accident, the K'Andre Miller thing, the abysmal playoff performance, Tony D'Angelo, Kapo Kako. It's like we're turning into the Mets.
No, we're not. Just relax. You know, it's still early. We've still got 40 games left to play. Mika's going to have to pick up his game. That's all there is to it. Mika, a lot of this pressure now will fall on his shoulders. Stromer will play with Kako and Lafreniere. I thought he worked out well with those guys. I thought, you know, he kept setting those guys up. It was great to see Lafreniere score the other night off of the pass from Panarin. And Mika's got to pick his game up. Kreider effing Kreider. That's how we know him.
Yeah.
Because we all love him, but we all are frustrated. But we got to see more from him. And everybody's got to pick their game up. You got to look at it as an opportunity to pick up a teammate.
Let's go to Toby in Bergen County. Hello, Toby.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's great, happening, man? Toby?
So I just literally dropped off my in-person home COVID test and my wife's COVID test down at UPS this morning. So we did this virtual thing through Vault Health.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit of a kind of a nut roll, but it was fairly painless. So you do a test with a virtual person.
And this is to be able to go to the Madison Square Garden, the Ranger game on Friday night?
Going to the Ranger Brewing game on Friday night.
Oh, great. Now, how did you get tickets?
So I'm a season ticket holder, so I got access that way.
Okay.
And So there was many options. I actually have four tickets in a box.
Right.
But it's only myself, my wife, and another couple. It's just the four of us in a box.
Well, so what do you call those
boxes?
The
Lexus level suite.
Oh, the Lexus level suite. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking, for the price point, it was the 100 level seats were, I think, $325. So the box was $450.
Yeah.
Per ticket.
But, so you have the box now. Can you order food into that box?
Yes. So they've contacted me. They've given me a menu. It's very, very, limited.
Yep.
They give you three options. They give you a low price point, a medium price point, and a high price.
How many people could you have in that box if you wanted to bring more people?
Four total.
That's it.
You're only allowed to have four total. And those boxes traditionally they have 12 seats, and then you can get an additional six. Barstool seat. So you can get up to 18 in one of those boxes. They're only allowing four.
All right. So for the most part, though, it's been relatively smooth given the fact that you've had to go through some new different protocols in order to go to the game.
I actually thought I did the Ranger recommendation in-home, the PCR test. It's a saliva test. It was relatively painless. I mean, it cost me $119 per test, but that gives you it overnights to your house.
Yep.
And then it overnights back to the lab to do it. But then they guarantee that you'll have your results. So I just dropped it off this morning. They guarantee my results will be in an email form probably by Friday morning.
Then you have to show that when you get to Madison Square Garden on your phone, right?
You have to either show it on your phone, or I think you can email it, and then you get a confirmation from the garden or something.
All right. Well, good. I appreciate it. Well, listen, have a good time, man.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of hoops you got to jump through, and it's expensive, but a lot of people are willing to do it.
So
they want to go to a game.
He's basically, $1,400 in on tickets, sitting in a box. He's got the box catered, so he's probably got another $250, maybe whatever.
Yeah.
In food and drink.
Yep. But hey, haven't gone to a game in a year.
But he's going to a game.
It's worth it.
Yep.
To some people. Some people it's not. You know what's funny?
Yes, I smell it too.
So I was listening to Carton and Roberts yesterday, And those guys smelled something bizarre in the studio.
It smells like exhaust.
In the middle of a, middle of a segment. And here we are smelling exhaust in the middle of a segment.
It smells like bus exhaust.
Yeah, it's exactly what it smells like when you're stuck behind a bus. That's not good.
No.
I don't like that smell at all. Eddie, you smell that in there?
Yeah, now that you mention it, yep.
I mean, what are we to do about this now?
What did they do?
It went away, I think, for them.
Yeah.
After a little while. Just breathe it in a little
bit. It could be somebody, you know, doing some engineering-y type stuff, sealing something. I don't know.
I mean, it smells bad. It
does smell bad. Let's go to Brandon in Providence. Brandon, what's happening?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, Brandon.
I have a huge problem with you, Gio.
Huge problem. All right, go ahead.
You got to stop it with the hand size thing with Sam Darnold because it's not true.
I haven't said anything about hand size. That's Boomer's thing.
Don't backtrack.
I haven't, Brandon. I haven't said a thing about it.
Yes, you did.
When?
You said he had small hands.
When did I say that?
A year ago as well.
When have I said that recently, Brandon?
You said it yesterday morning on the damn show.
No, I didn't. I said he had small hands. Boomer definitely said that.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say he had small hands yesterday. I don't even care about his friggin' hands.
Right on top of it. First of all, guess whose hands are smaller? Patrick Mahomes, 9.25 inches.
Brandon, you got the wrong guy. I don't give a damn about Sam Darnold's hands.
He's mad at you because you said something about Sam Darnold's hands.
The last time I talked about Sam Darnold's hands is when I was sitting next to him at training camp. We put our hands up to one another. And that was the last time I talked about
him. Did he have bigger hands than you?
He did. Because he's an NFL quarterback.
Right.
Yesterday, I don't even remember about the freaking hands. I don't even remember. You're big on the hand size.
I'm not big on the hand size.
I love hand size. You made me measure my hands.
I only do it because they
what
do it.
What the F is happening?
That is some smell, man. Isn't it?
Are we just supposed to sit here? The problem is there's no boss or anything around here, so we're just going to sit here and get gassed to death. I mean, what is going on? I mean, they're going to smoke us out of here. This is not good.
Right. Oof. Oof. I mean,
there's no answers. None. Who do you even go to about this? You know what I'm saying? Who do you go? Hey, by the way, I'm smelling some toxic fumes in the studio. Can you help me out?
Well, how do we know they're toxic?
Because it smells like bus exhaust. Doesn't smell like blueberry muffins. Smells like I'm sucking on a tailpipe. That's what it smells like.
I went into our boys' 4-5 coffee the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, they had the greatest blueberry muffins. Speaking of, and the place smelled like blueberry muffins.
I'd love to smell that.
Yeah.
Instead of this.
Yeah, it's not a good smell. Are your eyes watering?
No, but I'm a little lightheaded.
Are you really?
Yes.
You want me to open the door?
I don't think we're allowed.
Why are we not allowed to open the door?
Who else is here?
We supposed to suffocate in here?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like is happening.
We have something that we can hold the door open with? Yeah, we got a bat over here.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
A hockey stick or anything?
This feels like a Batman episode, like the ones from the 70s.
Yeah.
Like the Joker would be sending something through the vent pipes.
Yeah, all right.
What's that?
It would be green gas. That's what it would be. Oh, my God. It's getting worse. I'm not even kidding. I'm not happy about this right now.
There you go.
But I think that it stinks out there, too, is a problem. I mean, I guess it's a little bit better. I mean,
want to call Chernoff? What's he doing? Nothing?
Is anybody pumping toxic fumes into the studio? I checked with engineering. They said nobody's pumping toxic fumes into the studio.
Let's go to Justin at Jersey Shore. Come on now. Justin, what's happening?
Hey, Booms. What's up, guys? Good morning. I remember during the course of the season, you were on NFL Today and somebody called Patrick Mahomes, Pat Mahomes. And, you lost your mind about it. That was your guy. You were going to stick up. He likes to be called Patrick.
That's right.
And it just reminds me now with Bill Sims, who you rip on all the time, constantly, that somebody else wanted to say something about Phil, and you were not having it, that you were sticking up for Phil, and that's your guy. And this Giant fan's unappreciative, and I just appreciated that about you, Booms.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Justin. Hopefully Phil Sims heard that.
Yeah, probably not. Vic's in Jersey. Hello, Vic.
Gentlemen,
hey,
how are you tonight?
Good, man.
So, I believe this to be Al Dukes' evil plot to stay home for one full calendar year.
Vic, that is a great point. This is probably what's going on. Al hired some people to pump some noxious fumes into the studio, and Al can say, listen, it's not safe for us to go back. I mean, now I'm getting, like, short of breath and stuff. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's still there. Really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it is there. I can smell it, yeah.
All right, no, but I'm not kidding. Who do you talk to? Like, we've got 40 minutes left to do the show. Who do we bring this up to? There's nobody here.
Well, there are people listening, right?
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
Is this a – you think this is a building – an issue in the building, or do you think it's
Do you
just...
want me to try – you want me to call engineering?
But it's not like there's an ISDN problem. What are they going to do? It's noxious fumes. You need to call, like, poison control.
They
or
may
somebody.
Have an answer.
Yeah, you know, maybe somebody downstairs that works in the building and, you know, they're working with the ventilation system or something. Maybe that's what's going on. You know, aren't they doing a construction right next to us?
Yeah, but that's outside next
to us. Didn't we have,
us.
Like, an earthquake test in here one day?
We did do that. Didn't we? When did we do that? That was a while ago. It was back
was
in, like, November
ago.
Or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, Larry in Utica. Larry, what's happening?
I mean, I know this wasn't planned, but this is hilarious, this segment. The other thing is, what if carbon monoxide detectors start going off?
Well,
you evacuate the building?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to. I mean, and see, to me, though, carbon monoxide is smellless and tasteless, right? You can't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you guys start passing out on TV, this could be hilarious.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah,
Larry.
It could be great, yeah.
You know, and if I were you, I'd think the same thing. I got to be honest with you. It would be funny. But for me, it's not so funny. It's just.
It's not funny for our families.
No, it's not. I mean,
they're probably checking right now on the life insurance.
I mean, this is just so radio station.
I hope that life insurance is paid up.
Oh my God! Now here's we go. Have a boss here now.
All right, here we
finally,
go.
Somebody's here.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to Pete in Deer Park. Pete, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Pete.
All right, Petey.
Here in quarantine with my daughter. She's got tested positive for COVID.
Sorry to hear about that, Pete,
but she's going to be okay.
Yeah, she wants to say hello to you guys.
All right, put her on.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Say it to
Ariana.
Ariana, well, listen, we want to say thank you for listening to the show and watching the show, and we heard you got a little bit of bad news, but... You're going to get through it and hang with your mommy and daddy and watch us on TV, and we'll send you all the love we can.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Oh, feel Ariana. Better. And hopefully, any signs, any symptoms there, Pete?
No signs, no symptoms. We're just going a little stir crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, so every morning when I listen to you guys, she wants me to always call. And so she gets that, and we wait for her at the bus. The school bus, but so now she's quarantined, so she wants to see you guys on the radio. Actually, I'm on the TV now.
That's great, Pete. Well, give her our best. And,
right.
You know, too bad she can't come visit us here in the studio. She'd probably
pass out. I know. I just got a big whiff of it. The reason why I was pointing to my nose in the middle of the phone calls, I got like a big whiff of it.
I was wondering what you were doing.
In the middle. Like, I just like something came down from the sky in the middle of it, and I got like a big whiff of it. But anyway, Ariana, hang in there. All the best. And it's very, very nice that you're thinking of us when you're going through this.
Yes.
So, okay. Tim in New Jersey. Hello, Tim.
Hey, did you guys figure out where Dan and Carter is right now with this whole gas issue in your station?
Dan would be one of those guys that got so obsessed with us that he'd murder us. You know, he would be one of those guys. You know, like the... You know, you've seen those horrible stories where someone gets like the person who I'm not even going to give an example of it, but because there is an example that's popping in my head right now, but I'm not going to give it.
So you saw the boss was here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Anyway, in my opinion, I do believe it is dissipating now, at least in here. I don't know if it is for you
it's
in there.
It's not.
Okay.
Boomer, am I exaggerating? It's not dissipating for me.
No, it's still here.
No, it's still here.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was, he's on it. He's investigating. He personally could not smell it, but he's a little
maybe
stuffed up.
Maybe we can use this
he's
somehow.
He's stuffed up? So he can't smell it? Can he taste anything?
Well, when you say he's stuffed up, what does that mean?
He's stuffed up.
That's what was this, that
he's
was
got
reported
a cold,
to me.
Like he's got like he's sick, stuffed
could be,
up?
Could be allergies.
Stuffed doing? Allergies?
Yeah, right.
Allergies of what?
I don't know.
It's
like toxic fumes in the studio. Let's get our sick boss on the case. What are we doing?
I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he filled out that little safety app before he came in, checking off everything.
You know, I think I'm going to have to work from home tomorrow. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, me too.
You guys.
They've left us without a choice. Oh, my God. Is this like, I'm going to buy, if I can, I'm going to look on Amazon, like an air.
I do have one of those.
You do have one
of
those?
Yes. I have a carbon monoxide reader.
Do you?
Yes.
No, does it do any other fumes and toxins in the air or not? Like, do you know the thing they did in the subway and they got the air toxins?
Yes.
I just got to. That was on TV, by the way. Yeah.
Did you get a bad look?
I got more than a bad look. I got a gesture as well.
Oh, you did.
See, this is the work environment that's around here. Like, you get
harassed.
It's toxic in more than one way.
Right. I mean, seriously. So not only are we choking on toxic fumes, but now I'm getting middle fingers from people. It's just, it's really unfortunate. All right.
Don't make me laugh.
I know, it's tough. You only have X amount of oxygen left.
And this is lasting much longer than it did in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That dissipated pretty quickly.
Maybe it's a little better now. It's still there, but it's a little better. But it's ugly smelling. Boomer nailed it. Like when you're like stuck at a red light behind a city bus, and it's just, or like an old ass box truck with graffiti on it.
Yes,
that's, you can see the exhaust coming out of it,
and it comes through your vents.
That's exactly what it smells like.
That's right. You got to push that circulation button in your car.
Oh really?
Cabin only.
Oh, that thing.
Cabin only.
I know that one. Yeah.
Okay. Stops the outside air from coming in.
Yeah, but once it's in and then you do that, then you're trapped.
Window, then you got to roll down the windows.
It's just like,
because every time I'll drive through Soho, like I'll get weed in the car.
Oh, will you?
So that's when I turn it on high.
No, then I got to open the windows, clear out the car, and then I got to close the windows, and then I got to hit that button.
Still there. It is a little bit better, but it's definitely still there. Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network and Radio.com. It is, you know what, somebody needs to investigate is the fact that it happened in the afternoon. Now it's back again today. What was going on then that's going on now that's causing this is the question that I have.
I feel like somebody's messing around with the ventilation system. That's what it feels like.
Well, there are oftentimes when things will waft in here when things are being done in other areas.
Yeah,
but never.
Yeah, if somebody's burning something somewhere, yep. Somebody's working on
welding
something somewhere,
something.
Welding, yeah. It's all sorts of
stuff. Working on HVAC.
Both shows were talking about Putin at the time. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Let's go to Nick in Huntington because maybe he has an idea as what's going on around here. Nick, what's going on?
Yeah, did anybody check on Jerry's Chromebook? Maybe it combusted or something.
You should be at Caroline Saturday night. You funny. I'm surprised that took so long. Where were those calls 10 minutes ago?
Eddie was clinging to life. He wasn't screening them at that moment. Oh, boy. Okay. Before.
It doesn't take much for Jerry.
You are some shade of ass this morning.
All right, hold on. Chris and White, though. Bill in the Hamptons. Bill, what's happening, Bill? Bill!
Yeah.
Come on.
What do you got? Quick, go.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know the highway surface, LIE.
Okay.
It's a different surface after Exit 64. It's more concrete.
Yeah, well, get more damn concrete out there.
Get some more concrete.
Yes.
It's all your fault.
Yes. Okay, Jer.
Yeah,
Update, please.
Yeah, right. No problem. You know what I just read? I cannot believe how fast time goes. Yes. Do you know what happened 10 years ago today?
I know what happened 41 years ago yesterday.
I didn't ask about 41 years ago. 10 years ago today.
We're talking 2011. February, February 2011.
No guesses?
No.
Carmelo.
Can you believe he made his debut with the Knicks? It was 10 years ago already. That was
a decade,
surprising.
Man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was really surprised. 10 years ago, yeah. Carmelo Anthony played his first game as a Knick. The trade was a couple of days ago prior. But, yeah, pretty wild. They played the Bucks that night. So, very interesting. And the Bucks were terrible.
By the way, 41 years ago yesterday was the anniversary of the 1980 Olympic upset of the USSR.
Got it. How come we didn't do anything with that yesterday?
I don't know.
It's enough already. It's 41 years.
Yeah, really. Because Craig's gone. That's why.
Fair enough. Got it. And then I got the name. I found the name of the Bruce Obama podcast. Any guesses?
Obamastein. The two bosses.
That's a good guess. Now. It's a good guess, though. I like that one.
I don't know.
A higher power or something.
Higher power.
Al, your last one.
Obama to run?
That's pretty good. You nailed it.
Born in the USA.
Yeah, it's called Renegades Born in the USA.
Oh, okay.
And I went and I listened to the first few seconds of their first episode. Not great. It was not well put together, but... You get the sense of what they're doing.
It wasn't well put together.
What do you mean by that?
Poorly produced.
So you get Obama has like the introduction. That's fine. Then here are the first 25 seconds of the first episode.
All right.
Oh my God.
By the way, I'm sorry I was late.
Really hooks you in, doesn't it?
Well, I like how y'all just put a little whiskey there just in case.
We keep that there permanently.
just as
that's how it starts.
Okay. Is anyone near a microphone?
No, not really. Wow. Not in the first 25, 30 seconds. Jeez. So, yeah. So you can get that wherever you download your podcast. So we know.
Actually,
I think
right. Just Spotify. I believe it's a Spotify.
Oh,
original.
Is that true?
Yes.
Spotify then.
So, you know, it's amazing to me. I'm just watching you guys just hammer away at Bruce Springsteen and President Obama.
No, but
Al and Jerry.
Like, Al and Jerry killing these guys.
Would you not have thought that they would have had amazing microphones? It would have sound like I would think the first 30 seconds is what's going to hook you, and it's all discombobulated to get started.
Bruce's beach house and his studio at his beach house? That's what I read.
Actually, I think it's at his main farmhouse. It looked like they were in the giant
farmhouse.
But I think a lot of these podcasts try to be super casual, like they start rolling before they guys get near the microphone.
Somebody had some whiskey there, it sounded like.
Yeah, they had some whiskey.
Like a little inside look.
That probably happened before the Bruce Park situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, would have been a bad look. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Nobody starts a podcast like our guy starts a podcast.
No, I agree with that.
Pat Boyle.
Oh, he's here, by the way.
I know he is.
I'm looking at him.
Yeah, Pat Boyle.
Yeah, he's here.
That's how you start a podcast.
Then the other thing I saw was the Meek Mill. You saw he's got a new song out where he quote-unquote disrespects Kobe Bryant, and so Vanessa Bryant, clearly not pleased with him. In this new song, he sings the lyric, quote, "This bleep I'm bleeping always tell me that they love me, but she ain't ever showed me. Yeah, if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper. It'd be another Kobe." Okay.
What?
So she, I just read the lyric. I don't know. And then so she posts on Instagram, "Dear Meek Mill, I find this line to be extremely insensitive and disrespectful, period. I'm not familiar with your music, but I believe you can do better than this." To where he did apologize, quote unquote, in private, not to the public. Okay. So,
wow,
there
you
go.
Pretty bad.
That's a rough line, isn't it?
It is a rough line. I'm going to go out of my chopper like Kobe? I mean,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Come on, man. A little sensitivity here or what?
And then in Mill's apology, if that's what it is, he ends it by saying, "If you care about someone grieving, change the subject." You started the subject.
Wow. Yeah, that Meek Mill.
I'm not so sure he's got his priorities straight here. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, maybe he just doesn't care. Just doesn't. He's not here to be sensitive. It's probably what he's thinking.
Not so sure. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin dealing with COVID-19, but it doesn't seem like many symptoms. So that's a good thing for him. You've got Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers going to start a 10-show run as Jeopardy host the first week of April. So Al, we were talking. I just kind of assumed Ken Jennings was going to get the job. It looks like they're going to give Rodgers like a legit 2-week run here. Now, I don't know if he wants the job, but maybe it's just a guess thing, but 2 weeks.
Maybe that's what he was talking about by saying, you never know if I'm going to be here. Or remember at the end of the season?
Beautiful mystery.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mystery. And now he's, you know, engaged and maybe things are changing. Engaged. Even his fiance called him a dork.
Yeah, she did, a nerd.
A nerd. Yeah. Nerd.
Is what she did. Yes, exactly. Here she was. She was with Jimmy Fallon last night. She goes, wow, this guy can really play, huh?
So, like, I knew he was a football guy, but I didn't know, like, what kind of a football guy he was.
This is what she knew.
I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as, like, the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like, that's the dude I know.
He loves Jeopardy.
Al, why do you hate this so much? You hate this. This is
I thought
second
you liked this.
He's shaking his head. Yeah. He's doing
fake
laughs.
I hate the
person
she's doing the up talk. Oh, I don't know him as guy.
Yeah. The football guy. Like, I didn't have no idea.
That and when everyone, like, when people say so-and-so's a nerd when they're clearly not a nerd.
Yeah. No,
like,
he's
when
a nerd.
Girls on Instagram take pictures in glasses, but all their cleavages are out, and they're like, look how nerdy I am. That's not a nerd.
You can't. But Aaron Rodgers is a nerd. That's
he's not
thing.
A nerd. He's Aaron Rodgers.
No, he's a nerd. He's awkward, and he's a nerd. And just you know, the last time he was on as a guest participant of
Jeopardy,
excuse me, he was dressed as Mr. Rogers.
All right, we just burned like 50 brain cells in here in the last
hour. Yes, we did.
Speaking of anniversaries before, like this is going to, 10 years from now, is going to be the 10-year anniversary when we died in the studio.
I don't know how you guys don't understand that. Like, you know, when Meek Mill is using the word chopper in his song, you know, that means an AK-47 in rap lingo.
But wait,
did you guys even know that?
No, I want to go back to the Instagram accounts with the ones that Al's following with the girls in the big breasts.
Yeah, right, with glasses on.
He jumped on that immediately. Yeah. Very casually, too, if you notice.
Al's like, in all these pornos I'm watching with these girls in the glasses, they're all even like, I'm a nerd. You're not a nerd.
He did the lean-in, too. Yeah, right. Like, he knows how they pose.
Cleavage and all this stuff.
Al, you can wear your glasses when you take your OnlyFans pictures.
All right.
Like two matchsticks.
By the way, but he said chopper like Kobe. So the AK-47 thing and Kobe's not, that doesn't make sense.
I can't believe
sense.
You guys don't get that.
Give me a break.
Listen, I just read the lyrics.
Alex in Queens. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
How you doing, Alex?
All right. So that was a very insensitive comment by Meek Mills. Everything in the hip-hop world has, like, a double standard. Like, what they're really saying, you have to, like, decode it in other words. He's saying he's going out with his chopper, that meaning his AK-47, and he's going to die like Kobe.
But wait a second. When you say chopper and die in Kobe, everybody's going to think helicopter crash, Alex.
People that don't know the hip-hop lingo and how they talk, because everything is a slang. So he's going out like Kobe. Kobe's dead already. So he went out like Kobe, and he just referenced chopper to hide it out, you know, for cops and stuff like that, AK-47. A lot of these rappers been arrested because of their lyrics. Bobby Smurda just coming out of jail now because in one of his rap songs, they were able to put a murder together that he did.
Jeez. Yeah, I actually did. I know it. His last name is Schmurder too. So that was so another indicator.
Everything is coded with them. You know, it's coded and it's double lingo and it's a slang. You actually have to be in the hip hop world. My kids keep me up to date. I'm already, you know, I'm past those stages. But my kids, you know, they listen to that music and you know they put me on to the lyrics and stuff. And I came with the lingo. But that's what.
Listen, I'll trust you, Alex, because obviously you know more about it than I do.
About it than you did.
No, you just saw what Alex said in the topic line and then regurgitated it.
You know what? Hey, G.
Yeah.
That's why my music is better. It's straight and to the point with the die.
Yeah, right. There's no decoding of Jerry's music. Die in a fire. Fumes in the studio.
Jerry's killing us.
That is not true. The Islanders beat the Sabres. Sabres 3-2. Sabres play the Devils tonight. We know about Artemi Panarin taking the leave of absence. You got St. John's at number 8 Villanova tonight. UConn visits Georgetown. I'm probably passed on something. I'm not really sure, but that's what we've got. And so with that, since it's almost 10 o'clock, let's get to Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it,
which is all of us.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Moment of the Day!
All right, the guy's reliving a story about Eddie smoking marijuana back in the day and having a very bad reaction to it.
It was Johnny Walker tasting down here in Soho, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeff. Where'd you get the weed from?
No comment.
And then he hid in the bathroom or something in the place.
Yeah, his cockroaches ate his organs.
This is the first time I've heard of any of this. I did not know of any of this.
Wow, me neither. Huh. Who knew?
Wow.
Me, we evidently.
Yeah, a few other people who rescued me.
Really?
Wow. So you had I there?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, Al, do you remember?
I don't remember, but I just remember Eddie did not have a very good experience.
Clawing his eyeballs out on the bathroom floor.
Was that a night that you guys were spending a night together in the city?
And not together. This was we had graduated to separate hotel rooms by that point.
Only because Craig paid.
The company did not. Could you imagine the snoring going on that night, Al?
He'd be snoring, complaining about spiders crawling out of his eyeballs.
Wow.
It lasts about 2 hours.
So did Craig also supply the weed?
No.
No.
Al's laughing his ass off. Maybe he's got a different answer.
I think Al knows more. Al knows what's going on.
I don't recall who gave Eddie the weed.
Right.
I just recall Eddie was missing and then was found in a bathroom hiding.
Oh, my God. In the fetal position. Moment of the Day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila.
All right. Guys. Very good, Jerry.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You have clean air. I've got a clean air smell.
Smells better, yeah.
I think it's... So I also got... So Dove Kramer, who has got many titles here at the radio station.
Like we all do.
Yeah, many titles. And he listens every morning.
Right.
And Dove texted me when we were talking about this. He was very concerned about our health.
Yeah.
And he said, I am going to send an email to some people. Because we were saying, who's around to help us? When Dove got a response from engineering, it said, quote, they're working on the units. End quote.
And nobody wanted to tell us that.
What's the units that they're working
Could be
on?
The HVAC units themselves.
Oh, okay. So that's something you have to tell. Like, hey, we're working on the units today. We're doing a little unit work.
The building is not on fire. You're not being poisoned.
Right.
Just little things like that.
Yeah, because you might get some fumes. And if you get some fumes, it's totally okay.
In the past, they have put out fumes memos or emails, but perhaps with the lack of people here, they figured, eh.
I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing the lack of people. There's not enough people here for heat. There's not enough people here to put out fume memos. There's not enough people for this. Come on. There's enough people here. We're all here every day. You know,
true.
For crying out loud. Someone tweeted me and said, did Al smell the fumes in the control room? No, you didn't smell them?
No, I don't smell them.
You don't smell them in there? Okay, very, very good. Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if we got the, hey, we got some unit work today, just so everybody knows. Hey, memo, building memo, some unit workage, and if you smell something, it's okay. You're not going to die. As opposed to having to just pump in those noxious fumes into the studio, and all of a sudden we're like, this is not a good situation. By the way, I think there's a thief here as well. There was a giant bottle of Purell out there.
Are you going Deion Sanders on us now?
I may. So there was a giant bottle of Purell out in the newsroom. And Purell obviously is the gold standard of hand sanitizer.
Well, I know the first place to check.
Where is that?
Carton's office.
You think he took that?
He could have.
I don't think so.
He's taking everything else around
here. That's community hand sanitizer. I will take a look.
Well, that was a community chair. There was a community popcorn machine.
Debatable.
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 True.
Now, but that is the non-debatable Purell dispenser. And it was out there in the newsroom, and I used to use it a couple times. I was bang, I'm going to go to the Purell. And now all we have is the prison sanitizer in there, which is the one that the New York State, they made upstate in the prisons. Remember that? The prisoner sanitizer?
Well, what about the automatic dispenser ones? You don't like those?
Where are those?
all over.
Oh, those are little soap things. That's not hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it is.
Ah, oh, come on, those things are. It's you know what it is. It's just foam. I need like the Purell.
Yeah,
that's
come
what
on.
I
I'll spray this on you.
There, I'll have some of that.
Disinfecting solution.
I'll take
See, it says disinfecting.
Is that
solution.
The oregano stuff?
I don't know what it is, but it says no. This is not my stuff. I don't know what this is. This says disinfecting solution on it. You
see I
that?
See, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
There you go. I have that could be Ajax for all I know. Who knows, Mr. Clean? But all I know, it does say. See?
Yeah, it smells like well tequila is what it smells like.
Disinfection.
But anyway,
disinfecting solution.
That foam stuff is no good, Eddie. You need the real sanitizer. So anyway, there was a whole thing of Purell out there. Somebody took it. Gone. And now all we have is that one that, like, spews out the big thing.
Yeah.
Spews out, like, the liquid.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good.
No, it gets all over the place.
Gets all over the place, and it's not real.
You're saying I think it's real.
I think they're all real. I think G has got, you know, this Purell, you know, the granted great
Snobby,
company.
Bougie.
Yes.
He's bougie.
He doesn't want to go
he's
with
the... He's not going to go off-brand.
I'm not...
Correct.
Right.
He's not Jerry Recco-ing the off-brand. That's what he's not doing.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Right. See, Jerry's the guy who's like, Purell, Schmirell. I'm not using that. Hell no. I'll use the prison sanitizer. Every time. You sheep with your Purell.
No. You remember that whole thing with the prison sanitizing stuff?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I know
that, but
remember that they made a big deal out of all that crap?
Oh, yeah, big press conference and everything else.
Oh, God, jeez.
Jerry, what brand hand sanitizer do you use?
I mean, are we really going to do this?
Why not? I'm asking you.
I mean, I'll give you the answer if you've got to be Purell, I'm sure, right? Got to be Purell.
I'm just curious.
Dove.
Dove?
They make soap.
And hand sanitizer.
I've never seen any Dove hand sanitizer.
Well,
the good one, the good stuff is at Bed Bath and Body Works. It smells like vanilla.
Yeah,
nice.
Do you feel? Like
all kidding aside, we do use Purell.
Oh wow, jeez,
good man, for you, Jer.
All right, turning a corner.
And nude sticks.
And what sticks?
Nude sticks.
What are those?
Check those out.
Nude sticks?
I'm pretty sure that's the name of them, yes. I have those in my bag for when I travel.
I think that's going to be Al's OnlyFans name. Nude sticks 69.
Moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila.
Brought to you by those who drink it.
Nude sticks 69.
All right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.